advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Welcome to an extra rendition of the Sofa King Podcast.
That's right.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Oh. What does it mean?
I was just agreeing.
Yeah.
I'm just always, I never know what anything means anymore.
Dave always agrees.
Yeah, yeah.
And Brent always disagrees. I could say anything to Dave. He's like, yep.
Yep.
And Brent's like, mm-mm, it's not happening.
One of us always tells the truth and one of us always lies too. Mm,
try it right now.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that dick this morning?
I did not.
That's a different thing. That was a yes no question though. That wasn't the deal.
Yeah. You have to tell him.
You have to make a statement.
Yeah, Dave's gay.
That dick this morning.
Yeah, Dave's gay.
Yes.
Not that's a bad thing.
Yeah. No. Yes.
I don't think he really is. I think he's just agreeing with you.
He's just agreeing. Just agreeing so that you'll shut up.
Yeah.
So.
So I made a post on Instagram a couple of days ago. I was at a convenience store and they had just a big, I didn't even know this was a thing. There's just a big plastic case of boner pills at the convenience store.
The Extends and the fucking.
They were Black Panther, mm-hmm. Stallion, King Kong.
Ooh.
I'm Gonna Mambo.
What? Does that make you dance better?
I'm Gonna Mambo. I had to cut off I'm Gonna Mambo so it didn't show up in my picture, but then there was one called Contigo, and on all of them, there's a picture of King Kong and a Black Panther and a roaring stallion with a big penis, and the Contigo...
The horse actually has a penis on the picture?
I think so, yeah. Well, he's bucking. He's wild. The Contigo is a seal... with lightning bolts next to it. It's a screaming seal.
Is it a racist seal?
With lightning bolts. I'm like, I mean, I'm okay, Black Panther, got it. Innuendo of black, large penis, King Kong, a stallion, a seal, a mad seal with lightning.
They're known for their, they throw down.
Yeah.
And Contigo, and it says no headaches at the bottom of Contigo.
That's nice. That's why killer whales eat seals. Just for the boner.
Seals are the boner pill of whales.
They didn't used to be called killer whales. And then they start eating seals and fucking gorillas. They're the gorillas of the ocean.
You couldn't have the killer whale bonus pill with or boner pill without the
right.
seal boner pill.
It was very strange. The whole thing was strange. I looked up plastic case. There was something in there. Yeah. I thought they were all like energy pills or something like. And then I was like, oh my God. And then I saw one and then I saw the next. I was like, this is just a locked case of like the snake oil boner pills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
seals are they're growers, not showers. You just wouldn't know.
The Black Panther says it lasts 5 days.
Jesus. Yeah. So I used to listen to Rogan a lot. I haven't listened to any podcasts in a long time. But when I would listen to Rogan, Brian Redban, his partner in crime, would always talk about taking liquor store dick pills like that and just talking like raving about them. And then someone came on another episode and talked about the reason they work so well is because they're entirely unregulated at all.
Yeah.
And so they're made in other countries and they literally just mix up Cialis and Viagra and shit and shove it in those pills. Mm-hmm. So, and then a bunch of Chinese crazy medicine or something that they put in there. So that's why you have a boner for 5 days. Cause you're taking fucking some
like
shit. You
some
don't know.
Unregulated dose of multiple prescription
multiple
boner pills.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super scary. Ugh,
yeah. Brent's looked into it.
No, but the liquor store guy told me some big long story about he had a friend that had to go to the hospital and get injections and all this shit because he took those pills sitting at the counter. Like,
oh my God.
And then he's like, no, I'm just fucking with you, man. But it was like, I don't even know the guy really. Like, I just bought beer there a couple times.
Yeah, I don't know.
The person at the liquor store was looking at Dave, and Dave was just staring at the.
Long enough to read all that shit.
No, I just think I was standing there holding a bag of ice, and there was a decent line of like two or three people in front of me, and I was just staring at it and just like sinking in. And I realized if I stop and look at it, I'm like the fucking creeper.
Yeah.
So, while the person ahead of me was still checking out, I like snuck out my phone, got it into camera mode, got everything ready, set the bag of ice down with the barcode on the bottom.
Right.
So that she would have to take the bag of ice, turn it over, and scan it. So while she was grabbing the bag of ice, turning it over and scanning it, I used my Wookiee arm to stretch clear to the other thing and took three quick pictures of the thing.
Did it work out?
Yeah, it worked out.
You just wanted to see which one you could find on the internet so no one knew about it?
Yeah, that's right.
And you need 7 pounds of ice to get that shit.
Yeah, that's
down.
Right. I needed
just to get the swelling to go down.
It was 8 pounds of ice.
8 pounds. Oh, that's a big bag.
Yeah, man. One for every inch.
So anyway, I was.
That's the ratio of ice to boner.
That was my boner story of the week.
Last night was my sister's birthday, and I showed up with no present. I just wasn't prepared. But luckily, I had two Sofa King koozies all packed up with hot sauce and stickers. Kind of a cop-out present, but I walked in. It went over better.
That's bullshit.
No, it went over really well, actually.
You're just
though.
A dick.
No, I was all, happy birthday. And she was actually really stoked. Her husband was all stoked. They broke out the hot sauce and ate it on the pizza. They got koozies, worked out. And I didn't spend any money at all. Yeah, no money spent.
Well played.
What a piece of shit.
So, okay, we need to get serious for a moment. A really good friend of the show, I'm sure you've heard us talk about him before, and if you're on the social medias, you've probably run into him or potentially had him be a dick to you.
But or met him, yeah.
Or met him.
He transferred a lost dog across, like, state lines or something.
Yes, he did, for another listener. But sad news, we just found out about a half hour before we started recording that he died last night in a car accident. So, Mike Money, our thoughts are with you and your family and your roommate, James, who came by and told us. So, if they're doing any kind of GoFundMe or anything for the funeral, we'll keep you guys posted in case we can get the Sofa King folks to help out. But our thoughts are with you. So, if you knew anything about Mike Money, give us a shout out on Facebook or say something to him and drink one for him. Now, he gave us a bottle of wine. What's the wine called?
It's called Chronic Sofa King Bueno. And Brad and Dave nade it because they didn't want to drink wine for breakfast.
I don't like wine at all. I won't drink wine anytime.
Wherever Mike is, he's reveling the fact that
I don't have a vagina. He's even a dick after he's dead.
That's right. So now we're gonna
we are drinking the wine.
Drink the wine in his honor.
Yep. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, you guys are pussies. That shit's good.
It's like wine.
That's really light. It's like, it's mellow, man.
Oh, God. Wine.
No,
I just realized what red wine tastes like to me. It tastes it tastes like I just drank grape juice right after I brushed my teeth.
I can see that, actually. But
and nobody likes anything after they've brushed their teeth.
Right.
So.
But that swig was for you, Mike Money, and
swig. I'm gonna keep going. On
yeah, you are. Yeah. So by Friday's show, the bottle will be empty.
I'm gonna have a headache though. That's the thing about wine. It's weird how different alcohols. Like wine gets you like the couch is giving me a hug. Drunk. Like if you drink a half a bottle of wine, you like snuggle into the couch and just watch Netflix, and it's like super comfortable drunk. And then there's like tequila want to fight somebody drunk. You know what I mean? No? I'm getting looked at weird. There's different drunks with different alcohols.
There is.
There is different
drunks. It's your own body.
I just really only get drunk on whiskey, so I can't speak to the other drunks.
Wine, though, I called off until right now just because at like 3 a.m. I wake up and it feels like someone's just smashing me with a hammer or a vice or something on my head.
Because
like
it's closer to beer.
Yeah, I will just crawl to the fucking kitchen and start digging through the cabinet looking for ibuprofen when I drink wine.
Right.
That's about.
See, I'm
happen.
Happy. I drink tequila and I'm happy. And then whiskey. If I get drunk on it, I'm yelling at the cops in front of a taco shop.
That fucking happened, and I never want to see it again. I'm glad that we got past that, Brad, because I fucking didn't want to be your friend anymore after that shit. And Brad is fucking obnoxious. It was rough.
That's whiskey drunk.
That's
Brad.
Whiskey
that
drunk.
Not a good thing.
That's why I drink tequila.
Stick with
tequila. I know my own drunks.
Yeah. Stick with tequila.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a happy tequila drunk.
The other thing is today's show is on the Church of Satan. And we were wondering which of the two shows we should shout Mike Money out on. And we knew it had to be the Church of Satan because he would appreciate it. And apparently he's got a giant upside down cross in the kitchen.
In the kitchen,
blessing all of his meals. But we wanted to talk about the Church of Satan. This a long time ago when we did our last call for topics, a listener named Holly Astral suggested that we look at the Church of Satan and or Anton LaVey.
Weird name. That's a very like old Santa world.
Holly Asshole?
No, Holly Astral.
Astral.
Oh.
Her parents were hippies for sure.
Or Satanists.
Yeah. It's a very pagan.
It's a very Satanist sounded name, Holly Astral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should look. I'll look up the root terms for that while you're talking.
Yeah. But so to clarify, I mean, one thing specifically is here is we're looking at specifically the organization that is known as the Church of Satan. And once you start researching it, once I started looking into it, I'm realizing, oh, this isn't the same thing as just saying someone who worships Satan. It's not just someone who worships the devil.
Yeah. Speaking of hot, El Yucateco, yeah.
I talked about El Yucateco.
Did you? Oh, never mind. Oh, keep going, Dave. I didn't hear you.
I'm just talking about Satan, and he starts pointing back over my shoulder. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Is Satan over there?
I was like, did I leave the air on?
Oh, you did. I totally forgot what you said. I wasn't even listening to you.
Yeah, with the birthday present.
Yeah. Yeah. God damn it. Yeah. That was such a dick move. Anyway, sorry, Dave.
Back to being a dick.
Yeah,
sorry. But yeah, so if you're listening, like there's like, yeah, people worship Satan and there are devil worshipers and people who do sacrifices and all that kind of stuff. And this isn't the same thing as the official Church of Satan. Like Church of Satan has a website. Church of Satan is an organization that was started by Anton LaVey. His middle name is Sandor.
That's horrible.
You're going to sidetrack my Holly Astral over here with Sandor.
N-D-O-R. But Anton LaVey started the Church of Satan, and it's a very distinct group, and we wanted to talk about this group, what they stand for, what they do, even though it gets tricky because there are endless offshoots of the Church of Satan that do their own thing. There are groups of Satan worshipers who do their own thing, and if you worship Satan and the devil and believe in him and
as a deity,
sacrifice in his name and all
not,
that, as a deity,
this, yeah.
That is not this.
So did Crouton write the Satanic Bible? Is he the one that wrote it?
Crouton?
Yeah.
Anton.
Oh. Anton LaVey.
Yeah. Crouton LaVey. I gotcha. I'm with you. I'm back.
Crouton LaVey. Okay, Crouton. he did write the Satanic Bible, which I've never read. When I was in high school, I borrowed my mom's Satanic Bible, but I was always too bored to read it.
Is this a true story?
This is a true story.
Is it more than 60 pages?
I don't remember.
Is Mein Kampf more than 60 pages?
Yes.
I'm sad. Is there an audiobook of Mein Kampf?
Yes.
Yes.
There's probably an audiobook of the Satanic Bible.
Probably.
Too.
I can't imagine.
If you're listening out there, don't get this confused with the Church of Satan. Yeah. That's an entirely different church. We run off of different rules and modules.
Satan is the act of being a saint. It's when you're out on the town, Satan. Like, you're just like running around town, Satan things. Like,
blessing people, sure. Doing miracles.
I'd be blessing, I'd be out, Satan.
I'm Satan.
I've been Satan all night. I'm so tired. I was up all night, Satan.
So, the Church of Satan started in 1966 in San Francisco. And Anton LaVey started it. He called the year that it started year one, or Anno Satanis, the first year of the Age of Satan.
Was it on the 6th of the month that it started? It had to have been in...
No, it was on...
July.
It was on April 30th, which is...
My birthday.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Of course it is.
April 30th is Walpurgisnacht, which is Witch's Night.
Ooh, Brad probably didn't even know that.
No, that's what's wrong with me, everybody. We just figured this out.
Because it's the exact, like, Walpurgisnacht is April 30th and the last day of April, and then Halloween, All Hallows Eve, is October 30th, which is the exact opposite. But yeah, while Purgisnacht is Witch's Night, which is what yeah. that means, and that was why he did it. He did it on April 30th, 1966.
Damn, my birthday parties are going to be different from now on.
You're about to step Damn. Up your game.
That whiskey night at the taco shop wasn't April 30th, was it?
No.
I was wondering if the stars I was trying to get you an excuse for being an asshole, but apparently there
doesn't
mean
one.
Right. Everybody's an asshole when they drink too much.
That's right.
They either make you carry them around because they're too stupid to fucking learn how to walk, or... Yeah. They're loud and obnoxious. Yeah, just how it is.
I just crawl into bed and watch Netflix till I pass out.
Yeah. Me and Dave cuddle with a bottle of wine.
With some cheese and wine.
That's right.
Really
stroking,
more Dave
stroking
cuddles.
Your vaginas.
Dave cuddles and I just
stroking your vagina.
Get absorbed and take it.
So he started at a place called the Black House in San Francisco, and I've seen it. I've gone to San Francisco a couple of times, and I'm always with San Francisco locals, and they always say, "Ooh, there's the Black House," and they like point it out. It's just a
so you've been to the Black House.
It's
you borrowed
black.
The book of Satan,
the Satanic Bible.
Yeah, yeah. I'm your suspect. I'm just saying.
No, we were talking about this before.
Yeah, we talked about this before.
But you went there? I don't remember that.
No, and then my mom self-identified as a witch, but not as a Satanist. Mm-hmm. But as I'm reading, as I was doing this research, because I really don't know much about the Church of Satan, Busted. Like as I'm reading all this stuff, I'm like,
you're like, yeah, this is my life.
This is kind of my mom. Like
we had Eye of Newt next to the macaroni and cheese.
But that's what that was—a cauldron.
A friend of her, and I think I mentioned it on the show before. There was when I remember when I was a kid. When we lived in Battle Creek back in Michigan, we were in Kalamazoo shopping and there was a huge tornado that hit Kalamazoo and we had no place to go. And a friend of hers was nearby. Like we were seeing the funnel clouds and she was near a friend's house and we drove to her friend's house and it was a woman named Cersei who was a witch and a Satanist.
Cersei.
And she had brought us in and we ran down into her basement, her creepy Satanist basement full of Satanist things while a tornado was raging above.
Oh yeah. You told us that.
Destroying the tornado.
Yeah, you told us
so no,
that.
She had definite ties
did you
to
have,
witchcraft
did you,
and Satan.
Did you have hair of street midget in your corner?
Hair of street midget.
It's a very, very powerful ingredient.
That one, you have to put anything that requires you to get rid of a curse is you have to have the hair of street midget or else.
Is a street midget just a homeless midget or is it like a prostitute midget or both?
It could be either.
Oh, I've never heard that listed in a witch's spell. Yeah.
It's like right next to the parsley in the cupboard.
Dave was like, I thought everybody ate spaghetti out of a cauldron. Yeah. Mom, how come our pot's so black and heavy? He's like, don't worry, son. Hand me that hair of street midget, would you? This spaghetti tastes funny.
Yeah.
It tastes like Prel.
Yeah. Ooh.
The floss is just built in.
Yeah.
You find the hair and just floss up with it.
Like,
move on.
Tastes like small sneakers.
Oh, man.
Jesus. Hair of street midget. That really fucked me up.
There's a Gary Coleman joke in there somewhere.
Oh, it's coming. Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
I have an affinity for midgets.
So,
man. Recovery, please. People are mad
recover.
Somewhere.
Someone
that one guy is fucking
have to
pissed.
Talk for a minute.
The one guy.
I can't recover.
Oh, anyway. Well, I can give a shout out to Bucks on Twitter. and you can figure out how to spell its name. You might have seen it on there.
Holly
but
Matt, a hollow dwelling
he keeps,
for the
he
record.
Keeps, well, he keeps grading me. He keeps putting up F Brad on Twitter. And so I'm like, I don't even know what I'm getting graded on.
Someone hashtagged fuck Brent the other day, and I was like, I don't understand what this is about. Like, and then I looked up fuck Brent.
What's that have to do with the grading system?
I don't know.
What am I getting an F
hashtags.
On? I don't even know.
I don't think they're giving you an F.
I think they're that not? Meant fuck
That's
Brad.
A grading system. What?
Yeah, it means fuck Brad.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he's a nice guy.
Or, he's a nice guy that gave you
or
an F.
Gal.
Either way.
He might be good. A fucking street midget. Fuck him in that case.
If he is, I hope he sends a lock of hair. I have a recipe. I need shit's hard
we
to
got
come
some
by.
Curses to take off of us.
I heard World Market Cost Plus has it though.
Has it?
Yeah, they have green tea Kit Kats and street midget hair. All the hard to find stuff's there.
Hair of street midget.
It's expensive there. You have to get a coupon. Yeah. You have to go on the 50% off days.
Yeah, you got to get the Sunday flyer.
It's the only place you can buy a Papa San chair too.
Yeah. I'm only buying street midget hair half off.
Yeah,
it doesn't deserve full price.
All right.
Okay. So the Age of Satan starts in 1966 with Anton LaVey. And again, I'm waiting to see what they're about, how they worship Satan, all this different stuff. And the more I start to read into it, I mean, one of the first things you discover when you look at the Church of Satan is they do not, in fact, worship Satan. They're atheists. They don't believe in any spiritual being. They don't believe in any deities. They don't believe in life after death. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in a being of Satan.
Yeah, they take the word by definition. It means like adversary or opposition or something. Right. Yeah, in the Hebrew term or something.
They sort of look at Satan as an archetype. And like certain things that he represents to our culture.
Right.
And that is what they are extolling. That is what they're saying that they are, you know, they're behind what he archetypally represents. And again, it doesn't surprise me that this happened in 66, right? In 66, it's just the age of counterculture. So we've got people that are saying, fuck the system. We've got people that are looking for a voice for minorities. We've got people that are very counterculture. They think that the current system that rules everything has fucked everything up and they want to topple it. All this different stuff. And these are the mindsets that the Church of Satan has as well. Even the 1960s idea of like free sex and free love and all that stuff, that's very much part of the Church of Satan because they're a very sexual organization as well. But they don't, again, they don't sacrifice babies and kill animals and anything like that.
I think the internet has tainted ideology or progressed it in certain ways. It's weird. Like, think of what the movement would be for all the people that are just fucking playing Pokemon Go. You know what I mean? Like, what waste is going to things like that, where if there wasn't that outlet of like entertainment and or information to keep you busy, like you were just sitting there and you had to fucking read a book or follow a movement and like be political and right. active. Like now it's just like, nah, fuck that. I'm just going to be complacent yeah. and not be involved in anything, which we're all guilty of. Like I'll fucking watch some Netflix and not worry about the election at all. Meanwhile, the world's about to be run by fucking morons. Like,
right.
you know what I mean? Like,
right.
And we're all guilty of
about
it.
About to just, be. It's been.
Yeah.
But this, yeah, so they're very, I don't know, it was very interesting to read it. And I didn't read a whole lot about Anton LaVey himself. I know he started it. I know he's a trippy figure. Like you looks look like at him, he character. Looks like a movie character. He's bald headed yeah. with a big evil mustache and goatee. He always dressed like the
yeah,
devil.
As you would portray the devil, like the weird little goatee and all this shit. Like I think the image of the devil might be based off of him in like cartoons and shit after that. I don't know.
Like
when you look at it.
No, but I don't know. I think it's a mix. I think there was already an idea of what the devil looked like and he kind of dressed like that right. and then spread that idea even further because he was pretty popular in the media and stuff in the 60s and early 70s. But again, it was part of the thing. Like one of the beliefs of the Church of Satan is that you should always look good, basically. You should always worry about your own aesthetic. You should always look your best at all times. And to him, this was him looking his best. Like,
yeah.
And we'll, I'm sure we'll get into it later, but they have ideas about magic. And one of the key ideas of magic is the ability to alter people's mind through seduction and through charisma and through sheer magnetism. So he tried to dress a certain way and always look a certain way because he would have power over people. Because you look at pictures of him and you're just instantly like, ooh, look at that dude. Like, I mean, that's yeah. like, that tends to be your immediate reaction.
Yeah, well, I mean, if someone's dressed in a suit, you would become more authoritative. Take control or be a leader. Like when your car is clean, you probably drive a little safer. Like there is something to be said for image.
Yeah.
It gives you a sense of confidence mm-hmm. when you'd speak a different way and act a different way. And the magic thing, I was reading something. He said it's just there's a lot of these things. That's why I was thinking about Mein Kampf, because it's like, you know what? Like if we just dismiss some of the crazy shit and just look at the actual ideology, the written like thing of what the theories were, some of that stuff makes a lot of sense. Like his thing on magic was just it's undiscovered technology, you know?
Yeah.
Like no one invents anything.
Right.
People discover discovered things. You didn't
right.
invent electricity. You discovered electricity.
Yeah. It was there.
Yeah, yeah. You just find out things that exist and figure out how they work. And that was his feeling on magic, was that it's just undiscovered technology. Like whether it be influence, you know,
right.
like a con artist or mentalism or to be able to influence someone, it is a form of magic,
because you still can't quite quantify yeah. what was done
what
to
was
get that reaction.
That, and you caused an effect or
right.
had a certain outcome based on your want or need. And that, it makes a lot of sense.
And he considered, so he looked at it as two types of magic. There was what he called greater magic and lesser magic. And again, the whole time I'm reading it, I'm waiting for this to turn into, and then he went crazy, shot 6 people, raped 800 people, and then poisoned everybody. Like I was just, like,
well,
everything was in place. for this to just turn into ridiculous crazy.
That was Christopher Columbus.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
That's Friday's episode.
So even when I ran into magic, I was like, here we go. Let's bring out the crazy. Because everything else, I was like, everything I'm reading, I'm just like, oh, that makes good sense. Oh, that makes good sense. And then I was like, magic, aha, here's where it gets crazy. But then even when I read that, I was like, oh.
It's the same thing with anything. They take the literal, like, what you think and have been taught the term is, they take the literal definition of it or meaning and change it to fit what their belief is.
Right.
You know, so you've been taught that Satan was this, you know, mythical being that fell from heaven. That's just a something that they go by that it's not even,
I think it's
original. They use the name of it, but they don't use the actual, what we think it is.
Well, because we have a stereotype we attach to things, like an image or a preconceived like idea about what something is. And I think his intent was really just to show how superstitious and silly some of the other religions are.
Yeah.
When you're like so quick to judge, like, oh, those guys are Satanists. Like, they must kill babies. And then it's like, no, but you know what? You guys fucking Abraham, like, you know what?
Yeah.
If we want to get like technical, you guys do some crazy fucking shit. Yeah. As Christians or as whatever other religion, you know? So it's, you know, the flying spaghetti monster is and Jihadism.
And you've said for a long time, we call it the Santa Claus theory, where, you know, we teach, you know, kids this being that's not really there and they believe in it, you know, and that's kind of what religion is to us nowadays. You know, it's a grown man Santa Claus, you know?
Exactly.
If you're bad, you don't get a present.
And I mean, and again, that's the, I mean, that's one of the keys that I learned, which again, I tripped out on when I read this, is that they, and I mean, we've said it here already, but they don't believe in the, they don't believe that there is a fallen angel who rules over a plane of hell for all of eternity. They don't believe in any of that stuff. They worship the idea of him. It's like a child worships the idea of Santa Claus bringing gifts and joy and doing good and a happy Christmas morning and all the things that are archetypally, you know, part of Santa Claus. But to them, Satan is sort of this figure that represents pride and sex and carnality, and they even call it enlightenment.
Basically just being human.
They worship him as defiance against blind authority. Mm-hmm. They worship this archetype as a look at, just because something has always been done a certain way or just because someone is in power doesn't mean that we should keep empowering them and we need to ask questions and rebel and be ready to overthrow corrupt orders. You know, this is sort of what they look at. And it's very much sexual. It's very primal. It's very physical. Like, it represents us in the flesh in this weird way, according to Satanists.
I saw a high priest quoted that his real feeling that anybody who believes in a supernatural entity at any level is somehow insane.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if they actually believe that there is like a deity that exists.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that was Peter Gilmore, who's the current high priest in the Church of Satan.
I watched a video with that guy's interview, and he's just like super level headed and like, he's talking about what actually it is. And the reason it's, you know, the guy asked him, you know, why did you use something like Satan? And why did you use these things and these symbols that people already equate to something religious you're against religion, really? And it's evil and all this. And, you know, and he said he's for that exact reason, because people are going to judge, because people are going to, you know, that are supposed to not be judging and they're supposed to be turning the other cheek, you know, like, and they don't even follow their own religion, showing you how ridiculous they are.
Right.
You
know? It's like a test in the first place.
You're not going to get any traction. Like, look at us. Like, you know, we have no idea. It's been since 1966, you know, and people, there's not a large following.
Yeah. No.
But if you express this ideology, if we rebranded this religion, if we took Jihadism and adopted
their basic ideas
and used that basic idea,
you'd
honestly
have a lot of people that would completely be on board with
we
it.
We could in 1 year outdo probably the membership status of this
probably
by taking those the ideology of this and rebranding it with a different name.
Yeah, just change the iconography, do all that. Because, and again, like one thing that I read that I thought really was telling is it says that the image of Satan is embraced by the Church of Satan because of its associations with social nonconformity and rebellion against the dominant system.
Yeah, there was reasoning behind it, and it makes sense. But the problem is that it gets pushed away from everybody because it's crazy,
right?
You know, like, you see these people and you're like, oh, these people are just nuts. You know,
sure, absolutely.
Really though, you're just judging them instead of actually. And we say this all the time. You know, we look into a subject and we're like, oh wow, that was rather different than we thought it was going to be. because we actually took the time to look into it.
It's the don't judge a book by its cover. Exactly. It's insane. No one takes the time to look into shit like that.
No.
And like, you know, because of what we do, we delve into some things and almost always surprised. Like,
yeah, this was a big surpriser for me. Like, I didn't really know what to get into. And even looking at their ideas of God, they don't believe in any sort of God. They said that the closest thing to God that they believe in is that you yourself are a projection of your own personality is God for you, and that it's going to be different. You're your own God is basically what they say. They view Christianity as the most negative force in all of human history.
Yeah.
Like they look at history and they look at the Catholic Church and different Christian things.
It's
the wars,
it's oppressive.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that they look at. They say that Christianity promotes idealism, self-denigration, herd behavior, and irrationality. But they say that their Satanism encourages materialism, egoism, atheism, and social Darwinism. So it's just like a complete clash in the beliefs. They don't believe.
I mean, there's definitely some philanthropic, like charitable, good things that come out and positive things that come out of religion because of the morals that are attempted to be attached to it. But there's definitely like for the thou shalt not judge, there's a lot of judgment. Like actually, I was talking to someone yesterday who's Jewish and they had to do some type of, you know, internship basically for 70 hours at this place. And they got partway through and they're almost done. And someone contacted them and said, hey, man, we found out you're Jewish. So like tomorrow's your last day. Like what the fuck, man? Like, are you guys Christians? Like thou shalt not judge. You're trying to help someone else. Like, like that is just like some fucking club.
It's
thing.
Just wrong. Yeah. It's not,
like if someone walks in dressed like a bum into a church, they're going to fucking judge you right to the back row.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're going to hit you up like, hey, what are you doing in here? Like, why aren't you wearing a tie? Like, cause I'm fucking homeless.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? That's the wrong thing. It's like, hey man, how can we help you?
Yeah.
I don't think that happens. I mean, maybe
there's some places that do.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of places
that do. You can't lump them all in together as one, but there are a lot of places that if you walked in there and you weren't dressed in your Sunday's best, you're getting judged. You know?
Or if your Sunday's best wasn't Sunday best enough, you're getting judged. You know,
I'm just like gonna start that's doing just, that, wearing like really crazy like Hawaiian t-shirts and shit, and just show up in like flip flops and stuff to church and be like,
You go to a Baptist church or a Pentecostal church, and that's gonna be.
I'm gonna sit in the back, just quietly mind my own business. I'll have an earbud hidden though, because I can't take that shit.
I think we should go to like a really, really conservative, wealthy white church and go in and act exactly like we would in a really loud black church. Preach it, my brother. Hallelujah, my brother.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'm the quiet white guy over here. I'll sit quietly while that goes.
We just have microphones that aren't connected to anything with the windscreens on them.
Fuck that.
Or can we bring our own PA system with
that?
That's where I can help. Wagon. I'm going to make us like church jackets with speakers and amps in them and shit.
Yeah,
well, it's got to look like a suit Steve Harvey would wear on the Family Feud though.
It's like a rolling pulpit. Like just comes in like has speakers in the front of it. Like
you have a Bobby Brown headset.
We'll
for
just
sure, though.
Roll in, do that for a few minutes, roll out, drive to the next one. Yeah,
that would be sweet.
That would be awesome.
I wonder what would happen. I wonder if we'd get the cops called on us.
Probably when.
That would be awesome. That's
we'll
great.
Film it. It'll be
so
good.
a lot of the ideals from the Church of Satan come from Friedrich Nietzsche.
Yeah.
Or Nietzsche, however you want to pronounce it, he's a philosopher, and he apparently he's against religion. Like he didn't like any religion, calling them all slave religions. So pretty interesting that you take a philosopher's philosophy and you turn it into this backwards religion.
Sort of becomes one of the key components, and just also all about like. Like the idea of the Superman and of doing your best and social Darwinism, the idea that, the idiots should be weeded out and those who are capable should be made more capable. They also, they believed in a law called Lex Talionis, which is the law of retribution. And in the Satanic Bible, it says, if a man smite thee on one cheek, smash him on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Like the idea wasn't turn the other cheek. It was if someone smacks you smack him back.
Yeah, he said never turn the other cheek. That's Brad shirt right there.
It is.
As I said, you start watching this, you're like, I already live by these ideals.
There will be an Instagram.
I just don't want to be
tomorrow.
The bad thing about this is though is that they encapsulate it in a religion, like which is everything you're against.
Yeah, it's weird.
That this is bad at marketing. I'm telling you, I'm gonna make this happen.
Yeah.
Finally, it's come to fruition what my goal in life is. I'm gonna start a religion.
And I mean, even like at the and I had a hard time believing this, and I kept looking, and I found multiple sites that said the same thing, but it was talking about different celebrities who have been involved in the Church of Satan. It talked about Marilyn Manson. It said that
Liberace.
And then Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah. Sammy Davis Jr.? Really?
That's exactly what I could somehow
There's a picture of him. He's like this, doing the devil horns.
And even another site that I said was that he actually went up to Warlock 2, because there's five levels in the church. There's Apprentice Satanist 1, Witch or Warlock 2, Priest or Priestess of Mendes, which is 3, a Magister, which is 4, and then the Magus, which is 5. And apparently Sammy Davis Jr. was a level 2 Satanist. So he was
in it.
That's because there was no World of Warcraft. People that wanted to level up.
I wanted to level up, and there's nowhere I can level up.
Balls Mahoney was a
yes,
Satanist.
Yes, he was. There was a group of, and I can understand why Marilyn Manson was. I mean, everything I read about him and hearing his music, like all of the beliefs that I'm reading here, I'm like, oh, that's kind of Marilyn Manson. Yeah. And if nothing else, he's good at marketing. He wants to market himself as this shocking satanic person. So what, you know,
he used Marilyn Monroe, Charles Manson, Marilyn Manson, the shock factor, the makeup, all that crazy.
That was how everybody in his band was named. Their first name was the first name of a supermodel, and their last name was the last name of a serial killer.
That's smart. That's super smart.
Awesome,
you already have like a
Giselle Jones. Have Giselle Jones the bass player.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
And they did. I mean, as a church, he had established in the 60s what he called grottos, which I couldn't help but think that he might have taken the name from Playboy, because there's like the famous Playboy grotto at the Playboy Mansion, which would have been huge in the 1960s.
What is a grotto by definition?
The grotto at the Playboy Mansion is like this giant pool where all the parties happen, and it's just like free love, sex, naked Playboy bunnies, like especially in the 60s. Like it was like that was it, the grotto.
Oh, that's the cave that's there.
Yeah, the little cave swimming pool.
It's a small picturesque cave, especially in an artificial Parker Garden.
Yeah.
So that's that grotto.
So outside the Playboy Mansion, there's this famous grotto. And it would have been huge in the 1960s. The Playboy clubs were everywhere, et cetera. So he creates these churches that are called grottos. And there's the Babylon Grotto, which was in Detroit. There's the Stygian Grotto, which is in Dayton, Ohio. And there was the Lilith Grotto in New York. And then there was finally the Black House that was in San Francisco. So those were the four locations. But then by 75, he shut all the grottos down, because he said that they were all just turning into weird, like
slipping away.
They were slipping away. They weren't believing in
sex orgies.
They were either doing that, which he didn't necessarily mind so much, I don't think, but it was like they were starting to like have groups that like worship Satan as a god, and they were starting to do things that were against the core things. And he was like, that's fine, you can all go do whatever the hell you want to do, but don't call yourself a Levian Satanist or a member of the Church of Satan, because you're not anymore.
He wasn't making his
rounds. It's kind of like you don't really have a governing body, so it's kind of like militias.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are, I'm sure, just groups of dudes who want to fight if something happens.
Right.
And then there's the neo-Nazi guys, you know, who are above and beyond just crazy.
Right.
You have to be blonde hair, blue eyes.
And again, this is where, like, this very moment when these grottos were found, like every other cult that we've looked at, like that is the moment where the cult leader snaps and starts to do fucked up shit.
Right.
He suddenly has churches all over the place. He suddenly has the potential to start raking all of them for money, to start brainwashing all of them. And he's like, nah, cut them loose. I don't like what they're doing.
It's what I originally had to do with Jawadism, because when I started Jawadism, it just started to become a car club of DeLoreans at Sonic Drive-Ins every Friday night.
I was like,
this was not my intent. You know, there's a lesson to be learned here.
Yeah,
I have to cut this loose.
These fucking DeLoreans keep breaking down.
And I gained like 10 pounds from Butterfinger Blast. Like, it's fucking... It was, you know, there's you can't have ice cream every fucking Friday. I mean,
you can
cheat day, but it wasn't working out. So I
kept waiting for this to devolve into some horrible cult, and it just never did, because Anton LaVey wasn't a horrible cult leader.
He just went into silence though.
I was thinking, what was the other church? The crazy church.
Which one? There's so many.
What was the one we just talked about not too long ago? They had these crazy ass beliefs, though.
The one that they had the pillars that were gnarly. It was like your gay baby.
Yeah,
Jesus.
That one. Yeah,
What's that one?
The
you know what I'm talking about? It was like your kill your gay baby and eat it or some shit. Yeah.
The church
really bad.
I can't remember what the church was.
I was thinking, anyway, if your listeners probably know, they're probably telling
they're
us.
Screaming,
yeah, they're screaming
like,
that.
You said it yesterday.
Yeah, we don't remember.
You listened yesterday.
But I was thinking it was going to have these crazy, like this crazy belief system like that. But this had like, oh no, this has normal beliefs. Like these are actually, you can get behind
them. Yeah, I can get behind this.
And support it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of what happened here, I felt. And the, so some of the beliefs, like I wanted to look into what are, you know, do they have like a, you know, sins, do they have rules that they follow or whatever? So I looked some of them up. And again, when I was looking, some of them are just kind of weird and I didn't get them. And a lot of them were just like, okay. So one of the things that they highly promoted, which wasn't their lists of rules, but they, I do want to throw this in there, is sex. They encouraged sex. They encouraged carnal pleasure, physical pleasure. They said that a lot of the things that the Bible says are sins are actually things that give us pleasure and make us feel good and that we should embrace. But he actually did. Anton LaVey, I think one of the reasons it probably happened in San Francisco is that he thought homosexuality should be encouraged. If someone's homosexual, if someone's bisexual, if someone has a different sexual orientation, if they're having consensual sex with another human being who is of age and everybody's happy with the arrangement, he was like, go for it. Like it brings you pleasure in life. Why should you be denied that pleasure?
Yeah.
And I think that might have been, again, in the 60s, that probably had a big allure. That's probably why they were so big in the late 60s, early 70s. He said that women should never feel guilty for having sex, with that whole double standard that if a guy sleeps with a lot of women, he's a stud.
Cool. Yeah.
And if a woman sleeps with a lot of men, she's a whore. He was like, no, a woman should sleep with as many men as she wants to sleep with. Like, don't judge her.
Yeah, if you want to be a whore, be a whore.
It brings her pleasure. Like, do your thing. He thought that women shouldn't feel guilty about having sex to manipulate men and get things that they want out of them. He encouraged it because that was part of what he considered magic, was the ability to seduce people and woo them and get them to do things. And then even in the middle of all that, he was a big believer that men should always act as gentlemen and they should dress well and they should be polite. So it wasn't like he wants people to like rough people up or force people to have sex. It was like this weird, you know, gentlemanly kind of throwback thing that he did. And he specifically said that any sort of rape, unconsensual, underage, bestiality, pedophilia, things that you would immediately think, oh, it's a Satanist. They're doing all these horrible things. He was like, no, we can't do any of those things. We're civilized, right? Like it was all about advancing civilization.
The sheep wasn't down, man. The sheep, I can see it in his eyes.
Exactly. The sheep did not consent and that didn't work. But sex was a very, you know, again, 1960s sexual revolution. This was a big thing for him, was sex. But then he gets into to his like rules. Did you guys read any of his lists of rules? There was like the Satanic statements and the rules of earth, and then there were sins. Did you guys see any of those? There were not. There's nine satanic statements that the church believes in. So I'll throw them at you, and I'll see if you believe these or not. Satanic statement number one: Satan represents indulgence instead. Or these, I guess, these are statements about Satan himself. So these are just things about Satan. Satan represents indulgence instead of abstinence, which is what they're all about. Satan represents vital existence instead of spiritual pipe dreams. Mm-hmm. So like actually being alive and feeling this world instead of worrying about the next one. Satan represents undefiled wisdom instead of hypocritical self-deceit. Satan represents kindness to those who deserve it instead of love wasted on ingrates.
So this is giving you the, kind of awesome. The what their version of what Satan means.
What Satan means, Satan represents vengeance instead of turning the other cheek. Satan represents responsibility to the responsible instead of concern for psychic vampires.
What the fuck does that one mean?
Some of them I'm not exactly sure what they
down,
mean.
But I'm just
I mean, I'm guessing
one.
A psychic vampire is someone who just takes your energy, someone who's always down, someone who's just constantly relying on you to prop them up.
Yeah.
And it's saying,
mojo,
you know, you like
tell
help
them to fuck off.
Help like be like responsibility for the responsible. If you're always taking care of your shit and something goes wrong and you need help, I should help you. I should help the responsible be responsible.
Help those who help themselves.
Right. But I should stay away from
don't
people.
Help the druggie be a druggie.
Right, exactly. If someone's constantly trying to take from me, I shouldn't be trying to help them.
Yeah, psychic vampire. They're constantly sucking your soul out.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
That makes sense. Okay. I'm
Satan
still,
represents
I'm
man
board.
As this one kind of confuses me. Satan represents man as just another animal who, because of his divine, spiritual, and intellectual sexual development has become the most vicious animal of all.
That makes sense.
It's just kind of a mouthful.
Yeah.
It could have been said differently. But.
Yeah. Satan represents two more. Satan represents all of the so-called sins as they lead to physical, mental, or emotional gratification. And Satan has been the best friend of the, has been the best friend the church has ever had. And by the church, he means the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. As he has kept it in business all these years.
That's true. True statement.
So those are the nine statements about Satan. But then these are the beliefs of what you need to do while you are here on earth. This next thing is 11 rules. And this is what I'll see if you agree or disagree with in your daily life. These are the 11 satanic rules of living on the earth.
I think this is going to have a lot of people like questioning. Like,
it really did me. I was kind of down with most of these. There's one of them that I know Brad will be opposed to. Brad will be opposed to number nine. We'll get there.
All right.
Do not give opinions or advice unless you are asked.
Damn.
I'm down with that. Do not tell your troubles to others unless you are sure they want to hear them.
Okay.
So don't go around bitching unless someone wants to know.
Yeah.
When in another's lair, show them respect or else do not go there.
Damn. Don't shit on nobody's couch. I'm down with that.
If a guest in your lair annoys you, treat them cruelly and without mercy.
I'm down.
I knew you would especially like that one.
My house.
Dude, this one, we can interpret the last couple words. Do not make sexual advances unless you are given the mating signal.
What's the mating signal? That's why you're confused. If a girl makes that noise.
Hey, baby.
It's
that'd be awesome. If you went
those
to
the go-aheads?
Yeah. If you went to a bar and that's what that was, you know, can I buy you a drink? And they're all...
Yeah.
Meow.
All right. Like, this night's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, I wish it was just so straightforward like that, right? You don't have to play the fucking games.
Yeah. Like, give me the mating signal.
I thought you gave me the mating signal.
I'm not into that.
No.
Yeah, no. I was looking for a different signal.
Just starts a fire on the floor.
Start sending smoke signals.
Yeah.
Number six, do not take that which does not belong to you unless it is a burden to the other person and they cry out to be relieved.
Well, that's subjective.
You didn't need that arm.
You didn't need that fucking stereo.
Yeah.
But they would cry out to be relieved.
Yeah.
I hate this fucking stereo. I wish someone would come and get this out of my house.
That's
what happened in Labyrinth, and they took Toby away into the Goblin City.
What?
Okay.
A couple people got that.
The couple people aren't sitting here.
No, they're not. But I have some nerd clan somewhere that got that Labyrinth reference.
This one gets kind of trippy because we still haven't really talked about magic.
What number is this one?
This is number seven.
Okay.
Acknowledge the power of magic if you have employed it successfully to attain your desires. If you deny the power of magic after having called upon it with success, you will lose all you have obtained.
You know what? The magic thing kind of threw me off, but I kind of am feeling it now because I've always had this thing where like I see something and I want it. And you want it and you work at it and you get it. It's like this thing. You can see it in your head.
Right.
And then you get it.
Right.
And it happens. So that's kind of the same. Yeah. It's like
that's what they would call lesser magic.
Yeah.
Like the using your own intellect or guile or seduction or sheer force of will to make something manifest in the world. Yeah. That's what they would call lesser magic.
Yeah. And I've used that all my life. Like I find stuff and I'm like, oh, I really want that, and then pretty soon you have it, you get
right.
It you work towards it,
and part of that for them leads to them studying psychology and studying ways to get inside of people's heads and studying ways to manipulate people, because they social Darwinism, if I'm able to convince you to do all this stuff, I win, you lose, I'm better, and B, they consider that to be magic. And it's one of the reasons that, like, in this traditional Church of Satan, they would always dress really, like, if you see any like interviews or pictures of his daughter when she's an adult, Zena LaVey.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like always in amazing makeup and her hair's perfect and she's in really nice dresses. And I mean, she's kind of the female equivalent of Anton LaVey. Mm-hmm. Like,
fits they're right always in on
dressed. Yep, exactly. Yep. They're always dressed really nice, et cetera. But that's what would be called lesser magic. The greater magic is what they call rituals that you would perform in order to relieve, in order to get emotional release. So they do like weird like going ritualistic to jiu-jitsu thing, kind of. Yes. But they would do, like, if you, like Brad was talking before the show, like if you took a voodoo doll and poked it full of a bunch of pins and lit it on fire and swore about and your cursed, boss
yeah.
and we're all fucking pissed off. And at the end of that ritual, you were like, ah, I feel a lot better now. Like you
well,
have.
Well, they do like scream therapy and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
there's exactly.
a lot of stuff. Like those, you just yell and scream or you go and fucking beat up a punching bag.
Yeah. Those you know, would like, be rituals. Yeah. Like you're ritualistically doing something yeah. that, no. And I think that's a good idea. Like when I was in grad school and before I fucked my shoulder up, I would get home from a stressed out day, be pissed off at half the people I had to work with,
and
I would
vigorously go into my, masturbate.
Yes, I would go into my, I would go into the garage where my punching bag was, and I would hit the punching bag until I was like going to throw up.
Yeah. Open handed
like,
though,
he but it was like, open-handed. And again, but again, it was
only his left hand.
Yeah.
But I would, you know, but I would put on my gi and I would like kind of meditate for a second first, and I would light incense, and there was like a whole thing I would do Damn. To kind of center myself, and then I would hit the punching bag.
I think you watch too much Karate Kid.
That's well, that, I mean, it makes sense. Like I get pent up. Like if I don't go and fight, like if I haven't fought in a while, like you get this like rage inside of you. And that's what they talk about, getting that out.
Right.
So
right.
that's the greater magic.
So that would so be the greater
that's done
magic.
On a, so, on a, on so, the daily. Here.
And they ritualize it. They'll yeah. have it like you do it this way. And then that's how you purge this emotion out yeah. of your system. Yeah, I don't think that they believe that by them doing that, they're forcing this person yeah. who they poked with
Does anyone
pins
ever,
to,
I you never know. Underestimate the power of screaming fuck at the top of your lungs while squeezing your steering wheel with loud
it,
music in the right, car.
Exactly. It does.
I want it's to catch really someone else doing it though. I'm like, am I the only person in the world no. that does that shit?
No.
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 Like, yeah, that fixes you. You lose your voice for a little while. Everyone's yeah. like, your voice sounds kind of yep. raspy. Yeah, are you yeah. getting sick? I'm like, no, I just screamed fuck really loud about five times while I was listening to Rage Against the Machine driving
and I feel
too
like
fast.
My arm muscle's going to pop yeah, out of right. my arm.
My steering yeah. wheel's kind of bent now.
Right, like, right.
It has a warble.
Yeah, you can move the thing on that. You're like, hey, there's metal inside my steering wheel.
Yeah.
It's a metal ring. This is just upholstery.
Just fucking tear your steering column out.
No, like, my old steering wheel on my truck would move. Jesus you could Christ. Feel it around the thing from just squeezing it so tight. Yeah, that might yeah. happen. Maybe.
So that was the ritual. So yeah. so that's their idea of magic. So when I ran into it, I was like, oh, here we go. Let's get crazy. It was like, no, not really. You have ritualistic things that purge you from negative emotions.
Yeah, you know what? What I'm seeing though is that they if you're really down, if you're really against everything, and you want to just kind of make fun of the bullshit, that's why it's called Satanism. That's why it's called magic. That's why you're called a witch or a warlock, because it's all bullshit.
Right. No, I can't help but think that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Some of it just feels kind of tongue in cheek and we're fucking with people.
Yeah.
Like we honestly believe this. We could have called it anything.
Like I'm a warlock in fucking the Church of Satan. Oh, you're a warlock? Oh, do, do, do. And you're like, yeah, you idiot. You fucking believe that?
Yeah, you're a
piece of shit.
Or hey, you're yeah. a preacher or yeah. someone that's going to look up like on Eastern philosophy and say, like it meditates and shit. He lit incense.
Right.
Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Right.
And like, yeah. Didn't you just fucking pray last night?
Right.
For 10
exactly.
minutes with your
yeah.
hands folded on your knees. And
right,
shit.
Right.
Like you weren't facing the
different?
Sun.
Yeah.
But like that is right. the same fucking thing. Yeah. Who were you talking
like
to?
Like you yeah. and your family all held hands and dipped your head and said yeah. words before you ate.
We did
dinner.
A chant
like, why
before you ate your meal.
How is that different from sitting on a rug and fucking praying towards Mecca? Like yeah. it's the same fucking shit, right?
People
and that's it. They're like, we have rituals, they mean something to us, and they created rituals that mean something to them, and they acknowledge that rituals serve a deep emotional purpose for humans, and that's greater quote. Unquote greater magic. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that
some people clink kind of whiskey sense. Glasses at a certain time,
that's
turn off the radio in the Garcia Circle. You know, oh, now we're judging.
Keep talking.
Now we're judging.
I'm not judging. I'm just the bell is going off
it's
on
got
its own
life. So anyway, seven is number seven of the rules on earth. Number eight of the rules on earth is do not complain about anything to which you need not subject yourself.
It's if that's a Buddhist philosophy, actually. It's if a yeah. problem can't be solved, why worry about
yep.
it? And if a problem can be solved, why worry about it?
Yeah. Like, well, this is different though. This is, if you're doing it yourself,
right?
You don't get to complain about it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your
fault. Like if
you made your bed, you lie in it.
If I decided I want to work a 14-hour workday, I don't have the right to go home and bitch about how tired I am.
Yeah.
If I didn't have a choice,
right.
Like if I'm not subjecting it to myself, I literally have no choice. I can bitch about it. Of course, only if number two rule, do not tell your troubles to other unless you're sure they want to hear them.
Yeah. But if somebody asks you, how's your day?
Right. Yeah. And you know they mean it.
You make a Satan flow chart for us. We need it.
I will. Yeah.
If this, then that.
So if you're doing it for yourself, like if you're fucking working out so bad that your fucking shoulder is popping out of its socket, you can't bitch about your shoulder popping out of its socket.
If you're going to school, don't bitch about school.
After your Juggalo quote, when you say fucking, you say it with the like the rhythm of that Juggalo guy. I hear it. Fucking chicken fried steak.
We're both from Michigan.
Yeah,
fucking fucking shit. That's all I hear now.
Thing.
Yeah,
fucking. I'm gonna cook some fucking food.
That guy was so.
That's all
fucking,
I hear when you
fucking
say
chicken
it now.
And dumplings.
Okay, number nine. Here's the satanic rule number nine. Do not harm little children.
Brad's so sad. That's one.
Well, I mean, that's subjective also. Because really,
depends on how long that baby's been staring
at you. I mean, like,
you.
Like, this is the thing. Like, I think of harm, like, you're harming them and it's going to affect them in their entire life. The way that I do it, it actually affects them positively for the rest of their life. So these are two completely different things.
If they throw their pacifier down, he picks that shit up and puts it back in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
If they throw that pacifier down again, what do you do, Brad?
Choke them out.
Yeah.
Okay, so you would maybe be making a semantic distinction between hurting someone and harming someone.
Exactly.
Like if I get in a fight and I throw a bunch of punches and that guy's hurt and then a week later he's perfectly fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah, no harm.
But if I like invert his kneecap and fucking dislocate his shoulder.
Yeah, and he can't walk right.
I have
the rest
harmed
of his life.
Him.
You've harmed him.
I've never heard that.
You've affected him for the rest of his life.
Okay.
Yeah, see, and if you do it now, you can do that negatively or positively also, just like you spank a child, right? You do that for the positive return that they learn not to do these things that will harm them or that are bad.
So right. I'm underestimating your skill at baby punching.
You have to teach a baby to fish.
It's very, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can lead a baby to water, but you can't make him drink.
So you're like a level 5 baby puncher.
Yeah. I am at the top of the chain.
Like if I punched a baby, I might harm the baby.
Yeah.
Like you have to have a very particular set of skills.
Yes.
You have to have a, do you have like a baby sized punching bag at home?
No, but I do have a thigh high priest.
What the fuck?
I don't even know what that means.
Go ahead. No. Tell me what the fuck that is.
It's the thigh high priest.
Yeah, is it like a Catholic priest with a little outfit and a little neck thing and everything?
Yeah, yeah, street midget.
You just make him dress like a priest or he is a priest?
Yeah. We have an album cover.
Like part of the church.
Gonna be, yeah, there's going to be fucking, what was the midget hair thing? I forgot about it already.
Street midget hair.
No, what's that?
Hair of street midget.
Hair of street midget. So rule number 10, do not kill non-human animals unless you are attacked or for your food.
I'm there again. Like food. I like to shoot, but I will shoot a person. I just won't shoot. I don't care about killing a bunny. Like it just doesn't suit me.
Right.
If I have to eat it, like that's one thing. Sure. I'll go kill a deer or, you know, a water buffalo. But,
water buffalo.
Why not?
Yeah.
The fuck?
And then number 11, when walking in open territory, bother no one. If someone bothers you, ask them to stop. If they do not stop, destroy them.
Yeah.
Mind your own business.
Bitch.
You fuck with me.
Yeah. I will destroy you.
Yeah.
So those are the
rules. You like turn into
rules,
fucking Dragon Ball Z.
The
did they miss
they
anything?
By.
Is there a loophole or a flaw in that philosophy? We need to, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm sure there is. I mean, it's going to be described in more depth in the Satanic Bible, but this is a summary.
That is a small breakdown. It's pretty good. Like, those are pretty solid commandments.
I feel an Amazon order in my future, man.
Yeah, solid commandments.
9 Satanic sins are stupidity, pretentiousness, solipsism, which I had a hard time understanding what they meant by the term, but it's if you shouldn't believe other people are like you is sort of their definition of that. So don't assume anybody else thinks the same thing you're thinking.
Don't assume everybody likes wine.
Don't make
an
ass out of yourself. It's just don't assume.
Yeah.
Things.
So it's a weird definition of it. Self-deceit, herd conformity, lack of perspective, forgetfulness of past orthodoxies, which means forgetting how much other churches have fucked everything up, counterproductive pride, which is interesting that they didn't say pride.
Like, no, pride is part of their thing.
That's great, but counterproductive is
like,
a sin.
Like the study of Egyptology, like those motherfuckers don't want to swallow their pride and say, okay, we've been fucking up for 30, 40 years. We were wrong. This shit's twice as old as we thought it was.
That's counterproductive.
But I don't want to harm
pride.
That's counterproductive pride.
And then finally, lack of aesthetics is their final sin. So even their sins, I mean, I break the last sin constantly.
Look good lack and be prideful as long as it doesn't fuck up your productivity.
I got Jordans on right now. Actually, my nerd crew... You, in order to be in the nerd crew, you have to have Jordans. Like, it is required.
How many members strong is this nerd crew?
There's a few.
Is Chumley in there?
No.
No?
Who's that?
From the Pawn Stars.
Oh, no. I don't
know. He has like 200 pairs of Jordans.
No.
Not anymore. He's in jail, I think, but he had to pawn them.
No, my buddy Bob, though, he's got stacks like taller than us.
Of Jordans?
Yeah. Boxes.
Damn, that's a weird thing. Jeez. I never got into that. I had
sneakerheads, man. They're very weird. We walked into a game shop here in town, and one of the dudes is like a sneakerhead, and we both had Jordans on, and like they started talking, and I'm like, I'm not really a sneakerhead. I just wear, I like Jordans. And so he's like, what version are those ones? And I'm like, I don't know.
The ones I
Nines,
just bought?
I don't know. 11s? I don't know. What's a number? Pick a number between 1 and 10. I don't know.
Between 1 and I don't know.
Yeah, 1 and who gives a fuck? The shoes.
So those are the core beliefs. And then I started to look at stuff, and it was like in 2014, I read this article that the Satanic Church spread out coloring books to school children in Orange County, Florida.
They're all pictures of the devil.
It was called the Satanic Children's Big Book of Activities.
We knew
and
this.
They passed it out to school children all over the place in this county. It featured a main character named Damien. It was filled with pentagrams and other satanic imagery throughout the book. And it contained messages about anti-bullying, about compassion for others, about freedom, and about the importance of friendship.
I like
Had they just branded that different, it would have done good.
Right.
Well, I mean,
and meanwhile, they wasted a bunch of resources.
It just shows you.
More than likely.
I think it kind of slices through the light, though. Like, if people aren't open to it, they're closed off. They're fucking idiots.
I got
it. I mean,
like, you that fucked up some kids. Some kids got that coloring book and were like reading it and like, oh, friendship is important and coloring a thing. And then what? And like, oh, you shouldn't bully. Yeah. And then their parents get it and they're like, oh, you can't use that coloring book. Like, Satan is the enemy. And then they're like, but he said I should be friends.
Yeah.
Like,
wait a minute. It has them questioning religion, and that's exactly what they want.
It's like an oxymoron, like confusing.
Yeah.
And whose fault is that, though? That's the parents' fault because they're not open minded.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe, though, but you got to admit, you know, don't assume that they're going to do it. Follow your own rule. Like,
that's
you know
problem.
That that's not going to work.
That's
they don't think
problem.
Like you.
Right.
Maybe that's the whole thing. If you pass the test, if you go ahead and open your mind.
Yeah, you have to open your mind. You really do have to. Like, it's one of those things. You have to be willing to look into something deeper than what it is, you know?
Right.
That's true.
Like
maybe
said, don't
it's
judge.
A filter.
It is.
And a lot of their stuff is sort of reactionary. Like in 2012, in Oklahoma, the state capitol, there was a state representative named Mike Ritzy who fronted $10,000 to put up a statue of the Ten Commandments at the state capitol. And the Church of Satan got really pissed off, and they commissioned this crazy, it's actually fucking badass, this one-ton statue of the demon Baphomet sitting in a throne with two children at his feet, like staring up at him, like in awe. They're like happy to see Baphomet. Awesome statue. And they like unveiled it in Detroit, and all these people were there.
Why do we not
and,
have
like,
this?
It was like a reaction to that. And now apparently they have to move it from church to church because they know people will try to destroy it.
Right.
But they put it on display as a reaction to the fact, like at a state building,
so
you're able to display the Ten Commandments, but we can't display a statue of Baphomet at our own church.
So under their rules, we could actually go steal it from them because they're having a hardship with it.
Only if they cry out for help with it.
Well, they kind of are, the way I see it.
They're like, you know, but it weighs over a ton, so it'll be hard to steal.
Yeah, we can get it.
That's going to be some Ocean's 14 shit getting that thing out.
I know people.
Ocean's 14. Kudos for knowing what sequel you were on.
We just moved a 4,000-pound mill.
Did they change the number? I thought it just had to do with how many participants were doing
that. It does, but they keep adding people.
Oh, it's just going to get ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Rock and Kevin Hart are in the next one.
Are they really?
No.
You made that up. Oh.
That was good, though. You sold it. And then the final thing that I saw about the Church of Satan, no episode is complete without a conspiracy theory. And there are people online who honestly think that Taylor Swift
what the fuck?
Is a high-ranking priestess in the Church of Satan, and she is a clone of Zena LaVey.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You guys give us a bad name.
It's fucking out there. It's a real conspiracy that's out there. And they put up like an old video of Zena LaVey being interviewed, and she's attractive, and she looks kind of like Anton Swift. Mm-hmm. She looks kind of like... like Taylor Swift, right. In as much as
not
she's
really.
A skinny blonde white chick.
It's just how I think all black
like
people
a dimpled
look alike.
Chin. Exactly. That's kind of the way they look alike.
The conspiracy theorist who started this one was black and was like, all white people
all
look
white
alike.
Girls, a skinny white girl, blonde hair. It's Taylor Swift.
Hey, do other races think all white people look alike?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's awesome.
You do.
Yeah, we're all brothers. Everywhere I work, if I work with a black guy, the other white guy's my brother. Like, because we look just alike. Because we're red. Well, why do we look alike? You're both pink. Okay.
That's true.
That fucking works. You got a white nose. Okay.
What's your name? Brad?
Yeah.
Brent?
Brad and Brian.
Yeah.
Fucking twins.
Fucking super stereotype white guy names.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I was very surprised by what I found. And as I was reading all those things, like all the what Satan represents, the 11 satanic rules of earth, all this shit, I was like, wow, a lot of that stuff sounds exactly like the way my mother thought.
If I weren't already on the list this week, I'm going to be, because I'm going to buy a copy of Mein Kampf, try to make it past page 60, and I'm going to buy that book. Like, I think on paper, it looks really scary, the things I order on the internet probably, but...
Yeah. It's and again, the
all
book,
that manure.
The book is, you know, the book is like, I promise you, it's going to have like a pentagram with a goat's head on the front, and it's going to look all evil because that's the aesthetic that they're going for. I mean, it's like you said,
everything
it's like,
they do is on 6606.
Exactly.
Or,
like the core beliefs of what the formal Church of Satan have, as I was reading it, I was like, I don't have a problem with almost everything that you're saying.
I'm
like,
telling
most
you,
of this
rebranded
sounds
it. That's
completely
the
legit.
Vengeance thing's an eye for an eye. It's the base of Christianity, like it makes sense. Like, don't fuck with people if they don't fuck with you. Like,
don't put your dirty shoes on somebody's couch. Like, that's one of the commandments. Like,
wipe your feet.
It was. If someone comes into your lair, treat them with respect.
Yeah.
Or the other way around. If you go into someone else's lair, treat them with respect.
And the term,
which is
lair.
How
the term is lair.
Which people don't teach their kids that nowadays.
Dwelling.
Like, that's something that needs to be taught to people.
Right.
Like, when you're in somebody else's house, you fucking have respect. Like,
lair.
Lair. Yep. Sorry.
We should start calling layers. Layers. Now? It's fucking great.
I think dwelling. It's more like hobbit.
I like lair.
Yeah.
That implies you're like bestial.
I can't discern it from the other layer, though. Like layer cake.
Like an onion layer?
Yeah, like the layer, like depth.
A layer.
This could work for both, though. It's our layer. It's the bottom layer of our layer.
That's where we are right now.
We are in the bottom layer.
We are in the bottom layer.
We have a layer that we're in the bottom layer of.
There's two layers above the layer we're in our layer.
Yeah. Damn it. This is getting confusing.
It is confusing. So anyway, that's the Church of Satan. I was very surprised. There's nothing evil about it. There's nothing. They're not doing sacrifice. And yes,
there are groups that claim.
There are people who worship the entity Satan and do sacrifices.
And the Church of Satan thinks that they are idiots.
And the Church of Satan thinks that they're idiots. They think that they're fucking ridiculous. And they dislike them probably more than they dislike Christian groups.
Because it makes them look even worse.
Yeah, there's some on that flip side. If we ever do that episode, I listened to and watched about 10 minutes of a woman that as a child, like, her dad was like a high priest Satan worshiper, not Church of Satan, but Satan worshiper.
Right.
And I don't know if she's full of shit, but if it was real, it was horrible.
Oh no. Some of those groups do some fucked up.
No, they found like 15 bodies in the backyard of somebody that was sacrificing people. They had a cauldron with a fucking brain in it.
He
and
made
shit,
his like, daughter like the child bearer. I can't remember what the real term was for it, but as soon as she could become pregnant, they would get her pregnant. This is a little girl.
Yeah.
Like, she was like 10 or something. They get her pregnant and they just pull her out of school. And then there was no, they would birth the baby at the house, she said. Mm-hmm. And this happened multiple times. You'd kind of have to. She gave birth to like 3 babies. There's no documentation. And they did that so that she could sacrifice the baby. Like,
Jesus, I
was like,
Christ.
Was that real? Like,
and is then, she fucked up now? Like, that's a bad date.
What I was like,
that's a bad date.
Yeah.
Like a blind date. Somebody fix you up with her. Like, oh, you're here to get me pregnant?
Married and it didn't work. Like, there's a whole thing. But I was like, I don't know. I can't believe it. Like, I just.
No, you read some horrible shit that Satan worshipers do.
Yeah.
I mean, you see some horrible shit out there. And there's lots of stuff out there. But if they're an official, if they pull out their Crimson Church of Satan card that they paid $200 membership fee for, then they don't worship Satan and believe it is an actual being or sacrifice things. So, but no,
it seems less ridiculous now. Like, I mean,
absolutely.
Like after looking into it, like,
absolutely.
It's like, yeah, the branding thing, but yeah, it is kind of a filter. Like if you look at it that way, you know, they have a lot of high profile, people who are actors and rich, you know, famous
right.
people who just don't associate themselves with it because of the
negative
look they'll get from the
right.
public.
Right.
But they are members.
Yeah.
Of the church.
Yeah.
So
a lot of musicians, a lot of, you know, a lot of
actors.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. I mean, like, yeah, back in the day, you had Sammy Davis Jr., you
right.
know, like,
right.
It's and nowadays you attract people like Marilyn Manson. But if you've ever heard an interview with Marilyn Manson on like a just personal level, he's a level-headed. He's a
very,
smart guy.
Very smart guy.
Very smart guy.
He'll put some fools in check on
yeah.
interviews.
So
yeah.
he's weird, yes, mm-hmm. but he's a smart being. So.
And he also knows that this entire thing is marketing.
Yeah.
His entire image, the weirdness,
yeah.
like he's fully conscious
he's
of it.
He's a person. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a completely different. Like,
he goes jogging in the
yeah,
morning.
Exactly.
You know,
and
I mean,
he
like,
knows yeah. that this persona is going to sell records and whatever.
He
and
just does
smart
it in a dress.
It.
You know, that's all.
Yeah. Right.
It's more comfortable. There's more
yeah.
leg movement. It's less restriction.
Yeah. Like Muay Thai shorts.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought it was a trip. I was, as with many things we've done in the show, this did not turn out to be what I thought it was going to
yes.
be once we looked into it.
So this is definitely a huge part of my MMA of religion that I'm creating. So I'm taking most, like 60% of what's in here.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that
a
is
lot.
A lot.
That's a good
show. Well, they've
chunk.
Got a lot of good stuff
yeah.
in here.
Yeah.
You know?
Because the Sumerians have a lot of cool shit.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there's a lot of
I need
of
to
stuff.
Give this guy a shout out on my Instagram right now. This guy has a nerd test. Like, let's see if Dave gets the nerd test. Notice anything?
Let me see the picture. I have old man eyes.
So I have a picture on my Instagram of a decanter full of whiskey and a glass of whiskey. And
I was going to say that looks like your decanter.
It's heavily filtered.
There is a TARDIS in the
yeah,
background.
Fucking Dave, nerd test. Like, Brad, we wouldn't have got that.
I
wouldn't
it?
Have
I
got that. Yeah, like,
I have old man eyes.
This guy, Mr. Reynolds 02 on Instagram, just spotted a TARDIS in the darkness of the background. All you can see is like 4 little white squares. That's my son's TARDIS toy that
yeah,
happened to be sitting on the hutch where the whiskey was at
yeah,
behind
there's
it.
There's a TARDIS.
I can't make
there.
That out to be a turtle. At all.
A TARDIS.
Yeah, it's a retarded turtle.
Yeah. That's what
that a TARDIS.
Oh, man.
No, a TARDIS. Time and relative dimensions in space.
Yeah, it was
I didn't
Dr.
even know
Who.
That. Yeah. So, yeah. Mr. Reynolds 02
nice.
Spotted that
good
shit. You are king of the nerds.
Yeah.
So good job. You passed
the test.
You
piece of shit.
You get to go in our secret club.
Making fun of TARDISes. That's fucked up. Do they have like a bark for TARDISes? Like for
a turtle bark? What do you think?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of a Contigo?
Yeah.
I'm bringing it back around.
So, anyway.
Do some sponsors.
Yeah, I was trying to give someone a Yucateca shout out that fucking posted something a second ago. Here they are. Leverick or Leverick? Yeah, Leverick. While we were talking, found some hot sauce at Target. So, there, you got mentioned. You're on this episode. We'd like to thank El Yucateco Hot Sauce for our hot sauce and for the free gift to my sister when I was unprepared for a birthday. Saving my ass.
Piece of
part
shit.
Part of my life daily. If it ain't breakfast, it's bailing me out. Topic of conversation. Thank you to printdirtcheap.com. I think Brad has the finalized stickers probably ready. There might be one design we still are working on. We're going to make a webcam blocker for you so the government can't see you. Brad looks guilty as fuck. I don't think he got it done. But soon, those new stickers will be out. So if you've been asking for stickers, sorry, I probably fucking forgot who you are.
And we have a sweet Gary Coleman sticker.
There's a Gary Coleman yeah, sticker coming.
That's right.
And I am talking to a guy, I don't know if I trust him or not, about geese and patches and maybe like rash guards and some stuff. So we'll see what happens with that if we can get a design going. And thank you to Digital Creations. Thank you to Salt 7 Float Center. Thank you to Dark Side Graphics for our t-shirts. And thank you to Dan Camarillo. You can log on to armhunter.com. And, you know, I need to give Ness a shout out. One of the people we roll with at Jiu-Jitsu sent me a picture of a King Cobra, an empty bottle like a gangster, and nice. One ready on deck. So she's a beast. You don't want to wrestle if you see her. You better be ready if you do.
That's but, true.
Yeah. She got me some kind of lapel shot. I don't even know what happened. She spun around and I couldn't breathe. And then
she's mad because Brent had a little bit of cauliflower here and she
I should tell that story real quick, dude. I got like pretty gnarly cauliflower on my left ear, like to the point that I haven't been answering the phone that way for like 3 days. I'm like, oh shit. And then it got like Randy Couture, like fucking like, I was like, oh damn, I look like one of those fucking guys. I'm half like, it's kind of cool. I look tough. Like some dude don't want to fight me and talk about because you're gonna anticipate that I wrestle or something.
I would just punch you in your cauliflower and it would explode.
Yeah, but you don't know if it's hard yet or not. You know, it was all ballooned up. It probably was kind of red, but it looked fucking crazy. It started to get kind of crazy. I was like, damn, dude, I'm gonna look like that for the rest of my life. Like, I should probably do something about it. So I was sitting at the night class for my kids' jujitsu and I was like looking at my buddy and I was like, fuck, that guy's got cauliflower. I was like, hey, dude, Jimmy, like, can I still drain this? He's like, oh, yeah, man, you can drain it. You just got to use a razor blade now because you waited so long. I was like, fuck. I was hoping I could just stick like a sewing needle in there or something. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know, man. It might be like jelly. I don't know if you could do it because you waited a week. But it was like, I had no like creases in my ear. It was just this wrinkly pot sticker thing. So I fucking laid. Yeah.
Look like you put your hearing device on wrong.
It looked like a fucking pot sticker, like a pink pot sticker, dude. It was bad. And so I laid down on the couch. And I was like, all right, let's fucking pop this thing. So Kim heated up a fucking needle. And we got like those little gauze patches that you would like wash your face with or something. And so she heats it up, puts alcohol in it, rubs my ear with alcohol, and then like pushes. And it's like tension, my skin not breaking, tension. I was like, Jesus Christ, is that what? That needle's not sharp? And he goes, this fucking like super crazy noise all the way through my brain. Nothing. I was like, oh, fuck, it's going to be the razor blade thing. I'm going to have to go to the doctor or something. So she pushes again. It's like, crack again, nothing. And then my cousin Crystal was like, no, you got to get it in that part right there and like pushes on it where it's like kind of nasty like pocket. And then all of a sudden I just see both their faces fucking like oh my God. And then fucking like it looked like red wine was fucking pouring out of my fucking ear, dude. They were just squeezing and squeezing and filling gauze pad after gauze pad. So today it looks like a normal ear, but it's slowly filling up. And my buddy fucking acted like I'm a dog or something. He's like, nah, man, you just tape a diabetic needle in your ear and just let it drain. I was like, just all the time on my fucking shoulder? Like I'm just walking around trying to fix computers and blood is just leaking out of my ear and fluid.
You just put a tube off your back so it just
like
drains.
I'm like a cat that got in a fight and has an abscess.
You have an ear catheter.
So yeah. Apparently I'm going to have to drain it again. Like on
well,
the
just
daily.
Think, you know, I mean, since we are in a water crisis, you could just have a, like, it's like a camel back on your ear. Put it right in your mouth.
Man, that's a throwback from Brad pissing in his mouth and he's drunk from like episode 3.
One.
I think it was episode one. Yeah.
Damn. I listened to some of our old episodes. Oh man, they're horrible.
No, I think we're fun. Dude, we did the fucking people.
There's funny stuff. There's funny stuff, but they were bad. Like we were very
news are
unsure.
Bullshit. People miss the news or bullshit.
Yeah. We were very unsure though when we were talking.
It was statistically heavy though. Like we were talking about stats a lot. Like we were just fucking reading a ton of numbers back in the day. I think they were good though.
Now we don't know any stats.
Mm-mm. We've settled
stats are bullshit like ninjutsu.
Please take us out.
Oh man, hey.
Finish the sponsors.
Did I finish the sponsors?
Did you start them? I don't
remember. Yeah, you already got
them. I didn't miss anyone.
Are you done?
So, I'm giving one more for Mike money though.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not. I can't drink that shit.
It's good stuff.
All right. Well, our thoughts go out and prayers, our satanic prayers go out to Mike's family. And, you know, hopefully he's not tormenting anybody.
That might sound mean to some people, but Mike.
No, he would appreciate it. And actually, James said, like, it's appropriate that we did this episode because he was super into it. So, so our thoughts go out to him and his family and anybody who liked him. And so on that note, don't be a retard. We'll be right back.
entrails evil programs between reality and hell. Spirits rise from the dead when I decapitate grills. I make bodies disappear like David Copperfield. Evil lurks in the dark and all you see is the white of my eyes. Don't look at my eyes, don't look at my eyes. I kill a massacre and burn away all the body flesh. Cremated more bodies than David Koresh. Feel the fire and the flame in the way I word this. Quote from my satanic verses. Of torment when unchanged, then overcome drawings more fitting, more strange. Who dares disturb my slumber? Very dumb. Here you run when red bomb comes and fear knows you. Two brains are better than one when one's done for. Because of the chainsaw, pain pours in rainstorms. What he was in, there's no escaping. Can we begin? I'll see when I'm facing on a vision. This noise can raise the dead from Bed-Stuy. Shall we paint the whole town red and the skies with bloodshed? Exercise me, please, and release me. I possess my mind's vested and I like it.
Yes, verses. It's the tales of the evil. It's the tales of the evil. Unasquias versus. Unasquias versus.
See, last night I couldn't sleep. I kept having nightmares. Somebody's washing the blood out of my stained sheets. My cave's inhabited by bats and back from the dead cats and a bunch of blood drinking sewer rats. The black cloak, I seized the dagger. Hold the shoulder, shopper, go to Abra. You cut from the groin to your gullet. Then you're found headless with a flat line. Bodies entwined, you're being hung by barbed wire. What's wrong? The beginning of the end of an era. The horror, the terror. Unprotected, proper compliments. No nigga, there's no stopping it. Kill a graveyard skill, sucking your soul from never stopping it. A huge, unnatural, wild, reptile-style worm. Took it as a germ. What is the gross term? It's worms. To the death, to the smoke, and the night, and the life misbehaving. When you want to